Let's talk about something that sounds ordinary, almost boring, yet sits underneath nearly everything physics says, the idea of a state. A state sounds like a condition, a description of how something is right now. But in physics, it carries a precise meaning. A state is the full physical situation of a system, written in the smallest amount of information needed to determine what can happen next. Physics has a strict rule here. It does not care about how a system arrived where it is. It only cares about how it is right now. If two situations are physically identical at this moment, physics treats them as the same, even if their histories were wildly different. A short example makes this concrete. Think about a cup of coffee on a table. To predict what happens next, physics does not need to know who brewed it, what cafe it came from, or how tired you are. What matters is whether it is hot or cold, how much coffee is there, and the surrounding room temperature. If two cups match in those properties, physics predicts the same cooling behavior for both. The story behind them disappears. Only the present description remains. That present description is the state. This idea reaches far beyond coffee. A moving ball, a gas in a room, a planet in orbit, all of them are treated the same way. Physics asks a single question: what information is required to fix the future behavior? Everything else is ignored, not out of laziness, but because it has no physical effect. This is where people often hesitate. It feels like something must be missing. Surely, reality carries more detail than a short list of numbers. Yet experiments keep agreeing with physics. If a detail cannot influence what happens next, it does not belong in the state. A state is not a photograph. It is a working summary. It contains exactly what the laws of nature can act on and nothing more. That makes states powerful and also a little unsettling. It means the universe carries itself forward moment by moment without consulting its past except through what the current state already holds. Everything that can happen next depends on what fits into that description, and nothing else. So let's slow this down and take it apart carefully, because this is where the word state stops sounding ordinary and turns into something precise. At the most basic working level, a state is the complete physical condition of a system, expressed in a form that allows the laws of physics to operate without guessing. It is not a picture, not a label, and not a story. It is a set of facts that fully fixes what the system can do next. That word complete is doing real work here. Complete does not mean detailed in a human sense. It does not mean rich, expressive, or emotionally satisfying. It means that if you hand this description to the laws of physics, they do not ask for anything else. No extra information, no missing inputs, no follow-up questions. If some detail can affect what happens next, it belongs in the state. If it cannot, it does not. That rule sounds obvious until you apply it seriously. Return briefly to the coffee. Suppose two cups sit on the same table. One was brewed 5 minutes ago, the other an hour ago. One was stirred clockwise, the other counterclockwise. One came from a cafe, the other from a kitchen. None of that enters the state. If the temperature, the amount of liquid, and the surrounding air are the same, physics predicts the same cooling behavior. The rest feels important to us, but it has no physical leverage. That difference between what feels real and what can influence future behavior is where many people get lost. Physics has learned to be ruthless about it because prediction depends on it. This tells us something crucial about what a state actually is. A state is not how things look, it is how things are positioned relative to the rules. That is a very different notion. It trades rich description for functional sufficiency. This is why states so often look like a short list of numbers, not because reality is simple, but because most details cancel out when it comes to future change. People often expect that more description should always improve prediction. Physics finds the opposite. Extra description often adds noise without adding power. States are minimal on purpose. Now follow the consequences of that idea. Any change you can think of, motion, heating, mixing, decay, growth, can be described as a transition from one state to another. The laws of physics are nothing more than rules that map one state into the next. This reframes the entire structure of physics. Instead of objects being pushed around by laws, you get states being updated by rules. Instead of causes acting on things, you get present conditions fixing future conditions. Take memory. People often speak as if physical systems remember their past. Physics says something stricter. Any trace of the past must be encoded in the current state. If it is not encoded there, it has no effect on what follows. A stretched spring carries information about being stretched because its present shape contains it. A scar carries information about an injury because the tissue structure contains it. A cooled cup of coffee carries no information about how hot it was an hour ago because nothing in its present condition encodes that fact. Memory in physics is not a mysterious faculty. It is information stored in a state. This leads to a result many people resist. The past has no direct influence on the present. Its influence exists only through what survives in the current state. If nothing survives, the past is physically silent. This is not a philosophical preference. It is forced by how prediction works. If two systems share the same state, physics gives them the same future. No experiment has ever contradicted this. Now let's push deeper into what a state is, not just how it behaves. A state is an abstract object. That word often raises eyebrows, but here it means something very specific. The state is not located in space the way the system itself is. The system exists in space. The state exists in the space of possible conditions. Those are different arenas. A ball travels through space. Its state lives in a mathematical space whose coordinates represent position and motion. A gas fills a room. Its state lives in a space defined by quantities like temperature, pressure, and density. The system and its state are related, but they are not the same thing. This distinction becomes important as systems grow large. A gas contains an enormous number of particles, far too many to track individually. Still, it has a state. Physics uses collective quantities because they preserve predictive power. The full microscopic detail exists, but the state that physics actually uses is compressed. This reveals another sharp lesson. A system always has a state, even when no one can write it down. Existence and accessibility are not the same. Weather has a state. We measure parts of it, approximate others, and still get surprises. The laws did not fail. The description was incomplete. This reframes uncertainty in a very concrete way. Uncertainty is not something floating over reality. It is a mismatch between the actual state and the state we are able to specify. Physics never becomes confused. Descriptions do. This also explains why physics places so much emphasis on initial conditions. Laws by themselves do not produce specific outcomes. They only specify how states change. Without a state to act on, laws describe possibilities, not events. People often ask why the laws of physics do not explain everything. The answer is blunt. Laws do not select states. They transform them. The universe does not ask the laws what state to be in. It already is in one. Now bring this picture into modern physics. In quantum mechanics, the state takes a form that resists everyday language. It does not assign definite values to properties like position or motion. Instead, it encodes the full structure of possible outcomes. Yet its role remains unchanged. The quantum state still contains everything physics can say about what follows. Nothing extra can be pulled from it. nothing less will suffice. This result bothered many brilliant physicists. They suspected hidden layers beneath the formalism. Decades of experiments answered the same way. Predictions match the quantum state exactly, and no hidden layer reveals itself. Once again, physics encountered the same lesson. Reality provides exactly the information it uses, and no surplus. Here, the idea of a state stands out as more than a technical detail. It holds the structure of physics together. The universe advances by carrying forward a compact description of itself. Each moment inherits only what the present state contains. Everything else drops out of physical relevance. This does not make reality thin, it makes it efficient. And now something subtle but powerful comes into view. If the state contains all that can influence what follows, then the question, what exists, quietly transforms into what can affect future change. In physics, existence and influence are inseparable. That single move explains why some things that feel important never appear in equations, while some abstract symbols carry enormous predictive force. Physics follows influence, not impression. State is not jargon at all. It is the mechanism by which nature carries information forward in time. And with that backbone in place, a further tension comes into view, one that appears when the very notion of a single definite state begins to strain under. From here, the idea of a state stands at the center of how physical influence is organized. If influence must pass through the state, then anything that fails to register there cannot affect what follows. This draws a hard boundary around explanation. Physics does not ask what might have played a role. It asks what is encoded right now in a way that constrains the next moment. This changes how cause and effect are treated. Causes are not events reaching forward from the past. They are features of the present state that limit what can happen next. Effects are not produced by history pushing forward. They are produced by rules acting on current conditions. That view clashes with everyday habits of thinking. People tend to place causes in stories about what happened earlier. Physics places them in the present description. This difference is structural, not linguistic. Now look at systems where states react strongly to small differences. In chaotic dynamics, extremely tiny variations in the state lead to wildly different outcomes. Weather illustrates this well. Two atmospheric states that differ by amounts far below any practical measurement can lead to entirely different futures. The rules remain exact. Nothing about the laws breaks. The difficulty lies entirely in the state itself. Here is the striking result. Rule-based evolution survives even when prediction fails. The system follows its laws perfectly, yet foresight collapses because the state cannot be specified with enough precision. Unpredictability in this sense does not signal disorder. It signals sensitivity. This separates two ideas that are often mixed together. Lawfulness describes how states lead to states. Predictability describes whether those transitions can be tracked with the information available. One can hold without the other. Now move to smaller scales. Quantum physics accepts the same framework and then stretches it in a way that defeats familiar expectations. The quantum state does not list properties as fixed facts. It does not supply a definite position or motion ahead of interaction. Instead, it encodes how the system can respond when interaction occurs. This is not vagueness, it is precision of a different kind. The quantum state contains everything that can shape outcomes. It simply refuses to supply values that have no physical role until interaction takes place. This leads to one of the most surprising consequences in physics. The same state can give rise to different outcomes depending on how it is probed. The outcome is not stored in advance. It is selected through interaction. For a long time, many physicists expected a deeper layer that would restore familiar descriptions. Experiments repeatedly blocked that route. Predictions drawn from the quantum state matched reality exactly, and no hidden layer ever showed itself. Here, the meaning of a state sharpens further. It is not a list of attributes. It is a constraint on possible futures. Nothing outside that constraint appears in outcomes. This reworks causation again. There is no side channel through which influence travels beyond the state. No invisible mechanism supplements it. Influence passes forward only through what is encoded at each moment. This also explains why higher level sciences remain valid without conflict. Chemistry, biology, and neuroscience all describe states, just not microscopic ones. A chemical state summarizes bonding arrangements. A biological state summarizes metabolic activity. A neural state summarizes electrical and chemical activity across networks. Each level tracks influence relevant at its scale. None violate physics because each respects the same rule. Future behavior is limited by present conditions. Reduction does not erase these descriptions, it anchors them. Now a natural puzzle emerges. If states carry everything relevant, and if laws act uniformly, why does the future ever feel open? Why does novelty appear at all? The answer lies in complexity rather than indeterminacy. Even systems governed by strict rules can generate behavior that resists anticipation because the space of possible states is enormous. Rules apply locally, but their repeated action produces outcomes that exceed simple forecasting. Nothing extra is added. What already exists rearranges itself in ways that overwhelm tracking. This explains why surprise persists even in a lawful universe. Surprise reflects limits on access to states, not failures of the rules. At this stage, the idea of a state carries weight beyond calculation. It implies that reality advances by carrying forward exactly what can influence what follows, no more and no less. The universe operates with strict economy. That economy explains both the reach and the restraint of physics. Reach comes from focusing only on influence. Restraint comes from ignoring everything else. The picture that emerges is stark but coherent. Reality is not driven by hidden narratives or accumulated intentions. It proceeds through continuous updates of states under fixed rules. Every moment inherits a complete description of what can shape the next one. Everything else, no matter how compelling, plays no role. This does not strip the world of richness. It explains how richness arises without extra machinery. With this framework in place, one issue stands ahead. Measurement itself must be treated as a physical process, subject to the same rules and the same limits. That issue waits just beyond this point. Measurement brings the framework to completion without adding anything new to the rules. When a system interacts strongly with another system, the two no longer carry separate descriptions. Their physical conditions become linked. From that point onward, there is a single, combined description that governs what can happen next. This is not a special category of event. It is the same kind of update that occurs in every physical process. Measurement does not reveal a pre-written answer. It creates a new situation by coupling systems together. This fact removes a long-standing confusion. There is no divide between natural evolution and observation. Both are physical interactions. Both follow the same laws. Both operate by updating states. With that, the picture closes cleanly. Physics rests on a small set of claims that have survived every test placed against them. Every physical system carries a complete description of its current condition. The laws of physics operate only on that description. What happens next depends only on that description and the laws. Anything not present in that description cannot influence future behavior. These statements are not philosophical positions. They are the conditions required for prediction, explanation, and consistency to function at all. There is also a crucial distinction that keeps reappearing across physics. A system can have a well-defined description even when no one can specify it fully. Limited access restricts forecasting, not the behavior of the system itself. Nature does not wait for complete information in order to proceed. This explains why lawful behavior continues even in situations where outcomes appear surprising or irregular. There are also boundaries worth stating clearly. Physics does not claim that current descriptions of states are final. Classical descriptions were replaced by quantum ones. Future theories may alter the form again. What cannot be removed is the role these descriptions play. They carry all physically relevant influence forward. Physics also does not claim to explain why the laws take their particular form. States describe how change unfolds under given rules. The origin of those rules remains beyond experimental reach. And physics does not require a single, uniform description across all scales. Instead, it supports compatible descriptions at different levels, each tracking influence appropriate to its domain. These limits are not weaknesses. They define where physics is precise and where it remains silent. Now assemble the full view. The universe is not best captured as a collection of objects accumulating properties through time. It is better captured as a continuous progression of physical conditions, each one determining what can follow. Laws act as update rules, transforming one description into the next. Nothing outside that process plays a role. This explains why physics favors compressed descriptions. It explains why distant histories fade while present conditions dominate. It explains why chemistry, biology, and neuroscience coexist without conflict, each using descriptions suited to their scale while remaining physically grounded. It also explains why explanation has sharp limits. Physics can state what follows from what and what cannot follow at all. It does not promise narrative satisfaction. It promises internal consistency. The takeaway is direct. Reality advances by carrying forward only what can influence what comes next. If something shapes the future, it appears in the current description. If it does not appear there, it has no physical effect. That single principle replaces countless informal assumptions with one disciplined framework. The world then reads not as a buildup of past events, but as a continuous handoff, each moment passing forward exactly the information required for the next, and nothing beyond that.